Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
I was going to play Femi this good Ramadan tune that I'd set there, but unfortunately, Uriel Ogbala Aroy, his head will not receive it. That is, however you translate that. But that's the only literary translation I could give. Femi, why are you sounding so cheerful?
Oh, I'm excited.
Why?
I rested yesterday morning, so I'm fresh, I'm good.
So you were not happy during the Ramadan period?
Oh, I was happy. And every time I spoke about how excited I was, but I rested yesterday.
But you always rested on Sundays, but you don't sound like this on Mondays.
Who says I rested on Mondays? I come to work on Sundays.
What do you do on Sundays?
The football show here. Football on 913.
Okay.
Well, this one I had good night rest.
A full rest. Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be here today.
Good to have you back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yourself. You've shown up this morning.
Oh,
and
yes.
And Nigerians will soon hear you. You know. The Eagle.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls.
It's an extension of Eid Mubarak, yes. And apparently, I think it's like the most important Muslim holiday. Oh, yeah.
Is it not Ramadan, the birth of the Prophet that is the most important?
Which one is the one? Which is one is the one that rams are killed?
No, that's Salah.
No, I know, but what's the significance of that?
Story of Abraham.
Okay. Mm. So, asking you as a Muslim family, which is most important?
Ramadan to me.
Ramadan, I think.
Ramadan
I think
for me is.
Because of what it signifies, 1 month of purification, spiritual reformation, you know, that kind of thing.
If you say what it signifies to Muslims, I understand. Mm. But not to Femi.
Yeah, Femi is a Muslim now.
Not to Femi. What happened?
Not to Femi.
Are you in my heart?
What it does, the second Ramadan is over.
That's between him and Allah now. Do you understand?
Exactly. No, but he's doing it. I mean, it's confusing me.
How is it?
Because in one breath, it's telling us to be pious, to do things.
It's
not
telling you
No.
It's for him to be pious.
No, it's showing that this is the way to go. That's what it means.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you need to be you need to be pious. You need to respect people. You need to be less mischievous.
So are you saying he hasn't,
then he comes out of it next minute and is back to an old self.
His piety has stopped?
Completely. It's like, was just waiting.
Day 30.
So when you see Muslims, you see some of them, they still continue this way of life. Yes, that's what it means. It's a reminder that is how you should live your life.
Actually, I watched some sermons yesterday on the news, and different chief imams of different cities. That was the theme. That one was Ramadan. Don't think nobody say, Nabia Palo.
They were talking to Femi.
Well, true that. Or Ilya Shew, whatever.
You can't say that already.
Please let the jury strike out this. It is not allowed. Sir Charles, morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's my mom's birthday today.
Hey. Wow. That's brilliant.
You have called her mommy.
My mom, not my mommy.
Mommy.
I can imagine of over 50 me calling his mom mommy.
Charles,
me, not a shame. Mommy.
You know what? Charles has cleared
even if
that.
It's mama, I call her, it's okay. No, but how do you call your mommy?
Mama birthday today.
Mommy. At your age. Yesterday, he called his mom mommy. I called my mommy.
Really?
I went to see my mommy.
Yeah. Why?
I don't call my own mom mommy.
What do you call her then?
Yeah,
do you call her? What's your first?
I went to see my
mama.
Don't let him deflect. Well, went to see his mommy.
I called her mommy.
You
know what? Because yes. Agbaya. And it's because I'm an Ajay Potter, yes.
Mommy.
Mommy, yeah.
No.
Yeah, mommy, yeah.
Kyrie, you call your mother mommy.
I call her mom.
Okay.
I'm not on any side.
Are you never in the gathering where they call her?
They call her mommy Shegu. Mommy Shegu.
Yeah. Oluri. Yeah, because she's an Oluri.
Like
whatever. But let's not change the topic. Let's he'll help mommy.
Goodness me!
But that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
But 11. Okay.
Yeah. Funny enough, her birthday is 11th of April. Yeah. My dad was 18th of April. So it was always like a week in between.
Double celebration.
Double celebration in the month of April. So it was always good in the month of April, you know, back in the days when we were kids.
We have something in common. Myself and my wife.
Now, me, I'm suffering it now because my wife was born in February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my kids were born in February. Then Valentine's Day in February.
You are lonely.
So February is one month I don't look forward to at all.
You mop it all up.
I don't look forward to February.
My birthday is a week before my wife's, so I can delay my birthday. I will celebrate together.
Okay. It's fine now. And all is fine.
Just celebrate everything together.
Children, your wife, and Valentine. How do you move it? You cannot move it. You have to celebrate them separately.
Separately, no. You can't drag and
you can't. You can't. It's Valentine.
Well, put it all together.
No, you just say, you know, let's have a family time. Family day. There's always a way around it.
Hold on, mom. That's not mommy. Who's mommy?
Good morning, mommy.
Why did they call my mama?
Yes, we want to wish you happy birthday on this.
Happy birthday, ma.
Happy birthday, mom. Happy birthday,
God
mommy.
Bless you, mommy. God bless you, mommy. We love you. Just says, we shouldn't call you mommy, but we call you mommy because we love you, mommy. He said he calls you mama. We said no. Post people call their mothers mommy. Happy birthday, ma. Long life and prosperity.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for your prayers and your encouragement.
Yes,
man. God bless you, man. God bless you, man. We love you, man. We love you.
Amen.
God bless you, man. Amen. Amen. It is well with you. God bless you, man. As you say, you're a careful one, man. That means you live long for us, man. In good health, man. By the special, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We live long to see me.
Amen. Man. God bless you, man. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself.
That's
so nice. Yeah. Don't you hear how Chris
is so emotional?
Don't you hear how don't you hear how crisp her voice is?
She's lovely. She's a child's mom is beautiful. She's
and so how lovely. She speaks English so excellently.
Yeah, but what happened to you?
What I thought she'd have done was another special prayer for the eagle only.
For what?
For the ego only.
You know that
what prayer is that?
She revived this man.
Yes, what prayer? What prayer? She revived prayer. Today because of her prayers. So
special prayer for him alone. When she gives the rest of her general prayer, she now pull him to one side for his own special prayer.
They're talking about birthdays. My late sister would have been 60 tomorrow. Let's all rest in peace.
Amen.
So April is a really special month for me. Funny enough, it's Kem's birthday tomorrow as well.
Please, who's in Kem?
With a friend of
mine. Oh, yeah, one Kem.
It's how you say that. You're rubbing your eyes. You're like
Don't blush between me and you. Like mommy. I don't have to start calling mommy from
there. No. Even the song is dear mama, mama.
It's mama, it's not mommy.
Mama.
Dear mama.
No, guys, I love
mommy.
It's mama.
Too local. That's yeah, mommy. I noticed I can't really didn't answer your question. What he calls his mommy. He just, you know, skillfully, you know.
I did.
Did you?
I call her more in Yoruba.
You call her what now?
More in Yoruba, mommy, yami.
Okay, that's it.
No,
I'm
mommy.
A local boy.
Hey,
no, mommy.
As long as she acknowledges the promise, you call her yami, and she says, "Talo batoro." As long as she acknowledges, no one.
I mean, when you have
when
you have life, you should appreciate it.
Chill
out, do the best that you can while you're alive. You know. We didn't want to report this a few days ago because we needed a confirmation, you know, but Ayimba Football Club put it out on their Instagram page and Twitter, the passing of their former a player, former Super mm-hmm. Eagles player as well. Did play for ABS and Abia Warriors, Bright SCMA. Mm.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Bright, fantastic right back.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a young man now.
Yeah, he is.
They didn't say the cause of death.
They didn't say the cause of death, but this happened, I think, about 3 days ago.
Yes.
Very affable guy, easygoing, part of that a crazy back five of Maxi Ojobo, Chinedu,
Dodgy,
Chinedu, Dodgy, then
Diego on the left.
Then the Wadibu. And the goalkeeper. What's that goalkeeper's name now?
Theophilus?
No, I followed then. No, because the Yoruba guy. I can't remember.
Olorunleke.
No. Wait for it to come to at least. But these guys went one whole season without conceding in about Stadium. But it was about conceding. I think clean sheets all through. Or something.
No, it was. I know they were just unbeaten. Losing. And then
unbeaten. No, definitely unbeaten. But it was crazy. They were really that good. And Bright was quite an enterprise. Very athletic right back. Very good going forward and all that. And very good. Oh, that's really sad. With his dreadlocks. That is really sad. Wow. Ah, well. Ah, it is well. It is well. Thank God for life, though. Really.
There's also the story making the rounds yesterday of a Nollywood actor who died.
I think I saw that on the news yesterday.
Junior Pope.
Junior Pope, yeah.
May so rest in peace. Their souls. No, Bright was a really
nice
guy.
When you go on a speedboat, please, for those of you who are listening, please wear your life jacket. Please.
He was on a speedboat.
He wasn't without a life jacket. Yes.
Oh.
And the boat capsized and he drowned.
No, they were not shooting. They were on their way.
They were on their way.
Yeah, no,
they were on their way. Right. To a location. Where you're, no matter, even if you're really, cross that, 2 minutes journey.
Hardly, yeah.
2 minutes journey.
Even if you're Michael Phelps, wait.
Yeah, wear your life jacket. Yeah.
You know? Same thing goes for seatbelts.
Yes.
Who doesn't wear seatbelts?
A lot of people.
I'm guilty.
Really?
I'm guilty. Yes,
doesn't your car make start chiming annoyingly when you don't wear your seatbelt?
After a while, it stops.
Okay, wear your seatbelt. I'm happy that you put your hand.
No, I admit. My wife is always on my case. No, you know,
please. If you're doing it, someone can hit you from behind, whatever. A belty time saves. And then, what were we talking about yesterday or last week about 1 week of opening Third Mainland? Just 1 week.
Yes.
A downfall driver thinking he's Kitsolo. Yeah, or Schumacher, whatever. You know, his brain fails when he's on top speed and he's killed two people at least.
And then people are making excuses of the road. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the road.
There's absolutely
nothing wrong with the road. The surface.
There's nothing wrong with the surface.
It's supposed to be smooth.
It's smooth.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with the road.
You see the mentality.
That's what we're used to bad rough, road.
Patched roads.
Yes.
Because that will have reduced the speed
now. Brain fails and now he's killed people. That guy killed people now.
Is there you see some people trying to do 120, 130, 150?
Like, see what's happened.
Just want to do.
And sometimes
the passengers. What about his tires? Were they good enough? Did they have enough friction?
No, those ones. Those ones, road safety, no, they check. Right. People like you and I, road safety, they flex muscles.
This is where they do roadworthiness now. Have you seen how the way downfalls and Korope, the way they take BRT lane? And the last one, guys, just look the other way.
I heard two people fell into the lagoon.
Yes, that was the story.
Yeah. When I went off, a colleague who just came in, Ricky, I just said, man, something just happened. She even said one person, and they were not able to trace the person. But later there were two.
They were plunging. I think the bus hit the railings and then didn't go over, but those who were, they were flung out.
Because the doors are definitely open. So when he hit the railings and was...
I think what Charles wanted to say is, why didn't the passengers control the guy?
They never do. You find people on bikes, riding against traffic, and you find the passenger waving frantically, telling the oncoming cars to leave the road.
The driver is ready to quarrel with you. So
waiting to worry you. Passengers will quarrel with them. Leave and Jamaica, they would in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, never caution when you overspeed, whether on the bike or anywhere. Just lives are lost. May their souls rest in peace. Amen. It's sad. Ramadan, probably going to enjoy a look for money to feed the family, and this happened. But
because people are working, people are doing stuff. Nigerians are very hard working. Another thing I want to say: the paradox of the naira. Whether the naira is 1-2,
now it's 1-1 now.
But what I'm trying to say, even if it was 1-9.
Do you know how difficult it is to do in the service industry or to do any business? People pay your money. Mm. Do you know what? Do you understand?
Mm.
Yesterday, I went to a fast food joint. One of the security guards, they, you know, by the time they greeted and they were polite, helped to park and everything. So I gave two of them like 1,000 naira. And they were so grateful. That's 1K. Do you understand? The so-called 1K that people throw on the floor and they tread on a park. It's difficult to make money.
Do
you know, to earn? Do you know what people have to do 30 days a week to earn money, to earn the much abused and malign naira? It's not easy to earn the naira. That's why I call it the paradox of the naira. Regardless, because we don't spend, we spend naira.
Not those kind of people. For me, I don't give money to those kind of people.
Who would you
security
give
guards and would all that. I don't give money. Because you have a job. There are many people who walk in the streets, you know, that will really appreciate that 1,000. That's me. I'm not saying that what you did was wrong.
For me, no, well,
but there are people out there begging on the street who cannot get a job. I'd rather give to those people than to give to a security man has a job.
So those so-called people you see on the street, begging is their job.
No, but I think almost everybody begging is their job now. Because almost everywhere you go, somebody's begging. Yesterday,
some people make a business of it.
Yeah. Yes, yesterday, a few attendants was asking me for
money to now.
Mm-hmm. That I do salah for. So I'm looking at her like,
yeah.
From where
you
know,
some people harass you so much now that you're compelled to give. You come to your guy, no, if you steal now, help me food. I won't jump. Guy, what you have?
Like you said, is it easy to end the naira?
It's not easy to end the naira. That's why I call it the paradox of the naira. You understand? And I say, the naira is worth this to that and all that. But it's not, the naira is not worthless. It's difficult to make. You go somewhere and I say, bros, fly me 10K there. The way the guy go look you. You understand? Ask now.
Thank you, okay.
You understand? even for services rendered now, can I write you a check?
goodness me.
I beg, let's go.
That's all right. Anyway, we can move on, Jerry.
No, you wanted to tell us. You wanted to
share. Once in a while, I just do a random giveaway on social media. You know, maybe I post a picture of me back in it. I say, tell me the year, you know, for this. And amazingly, some people get it. I don't know how they do it.
How? Those are doing Ojoro.
No, I don't know how they do it, but they get it.
Okay.
You know the game we went for in Kaduna?
Mm-hmm.
The Super Eagles game, Nigeria, Egypt in Kaduna.
2016.
I posted a picture and I was very careful because I didn't want to leave any indications.
Any clue?
As to where we were. The guy, Nigeria, Egypt, 2016, Amadou Bey. Goodness me, 5,000 gone.
You didn't mean to before.
You know, but what I was going to say was, well, some guy now sends a message, ordinary 5,000, only 5,000.
Only 5,000.
I said, okay, don't worry. You're too big for the 5K now. And so move on along. People day we need them.
Only 5,000.
Yeah. Wait, he's the one that won. That was
No. Somebody else won.
Because I'm the person that won. He has won. Just keep quiet and go let your boy.
I'm on value for this a time. I think that's something the last president.
If the one is too small, that person should give it out too. If they give that, okay, we can give a second person too.
Yeah.
If the money is small. Let's see somebody else who got 2016. Let's give it to two people, 5,000 naira.
That's the same way that now hounding Funke Akindele online.
I thought that was ridiculous.
What bish?
Even if you don't, even if you have something against her, how can you tell another human being that she will lose her kids? How can you say that kind of thing?
I mean, that's happening now. It is. You know, because every, you know, I'll tell you something, guys. As we all know here, everybody gets. There's that, this proverb says, "Chicken they sweat and a feather they cover." Or there's another. All these has run around on their bellies. You don't know who has will get tummy ache. Everybody get issues now.
I thought she would have indulged though. There was no need for the video.
No, I think she was too hurt. You know, she hardly responds to anything people say. But I think that just hit her in the wrong. But when she
things. You know, so when people say on social media that you're a personality, let this thing go.
No,
first a human being. There's only so much that you don't know how long she's been bearing whatever it is that's been going on. At some point, everybody has a breaking point.
So I agree that she should respond and put out a message and move on with it. The video, like, people shouldn't. Like, who are you to talk? Do you know what happened at the back? And people have been, because you're calling, people are responding on the live. And I'm like, you don't have to let people know what you do. Because from what I hear, she does a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
And she said it to that. She's not someone that goes out to make noise about, I've done this, I've done that. It's personal.
Because you don't have to.
You don't have to. In fact, I think God frowns on people that do their charity, so to speak.
And do it, carry camera.
He brought the light, carry camera stuff.
Somebody did when I put it on social media. I'm like, guy, it was even a girl. She gave a woman money or a bag of rice. And I'm like, why did you bring a camera? Just do it, move on. If you're giving, give and just move on.
Okay, people.
Maybe I should have videoed myself yesterday when I was giving those guys 1K.
That would have been the biggest embarrassment to that door. Because you
know, videos their response.
I mean, the first person to have used that, just 1,000 naira. You can't do better than that.
Just 1,000. Yes, just 1,000.
I would shout as if just 1,000. Yes.
Do you know what it costs to rent a camera?
Yes. Just 1,000 naira.
It costs like 5, 10K to rent the camera.
Just 1,000 naira. I mean, I want your best outfit that day.
It's all good.
I could have done 10,000 now. My 5K.
That's all. I don't shop later. I mean, tea is cost too. They say can of malt. I mean, malt is not a brand now.
No, yeah, it's just malt.
It's 600 naira.
Yeah.
I don't drink malt. I don't know.
I'm just saying, can of malt.
I don't drink malt.
Hapa.
It's too expensive. Don't drink. I don't
drink. The one I drink is not beyond me.
What now?
The one I drink is now beyond me.
The more drink,
the one you like to drink.
The
one I like to, is now beyond me. I can't buy it anymore.
Yeah, I know. It would all cost.
I said drink, not smoke.
Who they drink? It would drink. Drink. This is
money radio. You're off this morning.
Okay, bush dog cost.
Not accepted.
I mean, that sounds common. Grass. Grass.
Even water. Even water. Not the cost. But now that one they sell in the big container. Yeah. It's now 1,200.
What do you call it?
Haba. Yes. Wait, in now. Water.
Yeah, water in the sachet is expensive. Much more expensive now.
It is. Let's do news. I have to
see.
Eh?
What?
It's not Guinea.
We have something at 8:30. I was saying it, I did not hear. I just said, whatever we have 7 minutes. To do it.
People should also do their own public holiday. Anybody here is to his public holiday. Man. You day out the list, you day here. Free me.
Yesterday, we forgot to mention Chegu, the Arsenal. The Arsenal who played Champions League? Arsenal Bayern Munich. Yeah. The controversial moment where a player picks up the ball after his ball's been passed to him by the goalkeeper.
But the referee didn't do anything about it. So, all's fair, all's good.
Okay. They
robbed Arsenal of that match, by the way. I should have had the penalty.
Are you smoking something?
Arsenal to qualify. So any agenda to make
We're talking about the point there. That point there. That was
it now. The referee saw it.
The excuse that the referee gave was criminal.
They should sack that referee.
Criminal excuse that he gave. He says, he just more or less forgave them. The schoolboy error. And then he just looks away like, okay. The rule of the game must be applied.
That was a penalty.
It was a penalty to Bayern. It should have been given. And Thomas Tuchel was complaining about it. And some people on social media saying, all the Arsenal fans, everybody don't keep quiet.
We're supporting Arsenal to progress.
Yeah, so I thought they were on the same side. This fans has improved your powers of being.
Because Arsenal will meet City in the semi-final.
Arsenal will meet Real Madrid.
Arsenal will chop it in the semi-final.
Arsenal meet Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid will knock out City. But that's we should all predict. Who do you think the top... I know that... Barcelona will go through. It's going to be Barcelona Atletico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying Real Madrid Arsenal. How about that? That's my own prediction for the semis.
Real Madrid, they'll be dumped.
I think they'll take out.
They'll be thrown out.
City will concede well.
But City scores.
They score.
If you go to the Santiago with all the closed roof, let the noise be. City gave you 3. When you now come to England, what will you do?
Yeah, what could they say? It's going to be interesting, but live wire football.
I say, and afford the chopper for that same England.
Can you imagine Barcelona having a 17-year-old centre back?
Just turned 17, by the way.
Can you imagine? And he held this guy down.
16-year-old Yamal.
What's his name?
Mbappe.
To 3 shots or something. None of them on target.
Was he playing at centre-back or at full-back?
Centre-back.
No, yesterday's game. Was he at centre-back or full-back?
Centre-back. The Barcelona guy. So he marked Mbappe out of the game.
Centre-back.
Oh, good. Okay.
At least it seemed like he was playing on the wings.
Who?
Mbappe. The 17-year-old boy.
Whatever, Sean. I don't know. I think,
I know he's a natural centre-back, but it looked to me like he was playing as a full-back.
17-year-old.
But it's his confidence on the ball.
Yes.
You know, how he takes on players.
La Masia now.
You know, not
but
afraid.
But 17-year-olds play like that. They are very confident on the ball.
This guy.
Cardi, just.
You see how that sounds.
Cardi, come back. Let's not write the beat. Cardi is looking for any.
What's the story with our under 15 boys anyway, who were denied visas?
No, that's Spain. Sad. Can you imagine they would have been really looking for to, like, yeah, to go to West Spain?
Wondering why Spain. I'm wondering why.
Spain.
Though. Yeah, wondering why.
And the story here is, from what I hear, unconfirmed sources, is that the boys were denied because they don't actually look 15.
But that's not how. That's not the embassy's business.
Well, not their
business. Can you prove it otherwise? You can't say, well, looks. You can't prove it otherwise. That's disrespectful. Nigerian puts, this is the NFF. That's the Nigerian extension. Sends the team forward.
But there can be no other reason, though.
No, but how can you deny somebody because of how the person looks?
But there can be no other reason.
Is it not documentation they need to use? Their passports show they are 15.
Okay. Femi, I hear what you say. But at times you look at somebody and you see you are 15.
But
that is not the business of
the embassy.
It's like FRSC arresting people on state roads. It's not your right. But in fairness to the
embassy, like the American embassy, for instance, like when years and years ago, they have the right to do. Consular officers are trained to look beyond your papers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Niger, when they ask
you, do they look at your age or
they look at your documents that your produce. Documents are one, yes. And then they look at you.
They look at you, God bless
you. No, but you see, I understand if it's an individual that is going and you feel we don't trust you. Mm-hmm. You know, for any reason you've lied to us, yes. But this is a government saying these are under 15.
It doesn't matter. You go to their country,
the guys.
But this is government. So you don't trust the NFL, not
the,
you.
The U.S. Biden
gives
the consular official ultimate discretion of who gets a visa and who doesn't. And by the way, even if you get a U.S. visa, you can still get there and be turned back by the denied entry.
Yes.
So the guy will look at you, and if he looks at the preponderance of the guys, that these guys are more. According to his own feelings, so
what's that word?
His own intuition or whatever, his own discretion. These guys don't resemble. I mean, you could look them now.
If you say they don't resemble, does it mean you feel they're going to japa over there?
Whatever,
or they are going.
It means the documents are fraudulent.
They just look. All they need is just a bad feeling. That's all they need.
Yes, that's all they need.
It's just a bad
feeling. Your feelings can be wrong too.
They tend to err on the side of the negative in things like that, and the law backs them up. I'm not saying it's right, you hear my point, but I can, and you know, if it could be the case, I don't know. I don't have any information about the matter at all.
And that competition starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go now.
Tomorrow.
And just, as I
we
said,
actually have possible. A game. We actually have a game to play tomorrow.
But what has the government done about it? Has the president written a letter to them to say why nobody have you denied my
game? No one's responded. No one's made any official statement.
That's it.
Yeah, so
anything is possible. They say I approve it today, like you can still go today.
Mm. And play which game?
And reach there today. What happened before now? We've gone for friendly games. That day we played it, the day we got there.
That was Olympics now.
And it happened. So there's a precedent.
They can still go today.
We can still go. If it clear.
I think we actually won that game against Japan, was it?
If it clear, we go reach there. Maybe us.
Yeah, I think I did. That's Brazil. The boys tried though. They did well.
Michael Lubian's podcast, he talks about the Olympics, how Antonio Conte came to Chelsea and he knew that his time at Chelsea was done.
I've seen him talk, I think on Real 5 or something. In fact, he said Conte told the player, if you go for that thing, don't bother coming back.
And then Chelsea went into a bad run of games. Conte calls him back and says, we need you to play again for Chelsea. And Obi says, no, I'm not playing.
And I think he advised Victor Moses not to come. Say, guy, you're just starting out your own journey here.
Amazing how African players go through playing in Europe. It's amazing. The stories that they have to tell.
But it's not the fault of the Europeans. They don't have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't do that to a fellow European. If you tell me not to go, I'll go to another club. My country is well-to-do, but here, you don't have a choice. You have to go there to survive. I saw a screenshot of this leap. Apparently, Osimhen scored a goal where he jumped so high. And
unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. And when I saw it, I laughed. Would he play like this during the African Cup of Nations?
Good question.
How do you like problem?
Very good question.
That's Coyote.
Very good question. Ramadan has finished. So people that have been caged,
you've
got to go for this break right now and save you this. We'll be back with more stories on Sports Zone.
All right, so it's the BetKing 600K free bets promo going right here on Sports Zone, live on Lagos Stocks 91.3. There's so much to think about. Football action returns this weekend. We've got great games all across European football. Could it be the weekend where Bayer Leverkusen will win their first title? They call them Neverkusen. This time around, they could change things for themselves. There are also updates in Spain, where Real Madrid go on and close out the title. Barcelona hot on their heels. Girona right there as well. There's the Premier League, where the three horse race continues. We all know that in Italy, it's all for Inter Milan. They've practically signed, sealed. All is left is to deliver the title for the Scudetto right there. And in France, while there's some form of gap, well, others are still chasing Brest. Monaco are still in the hunt. But we do know PSG are the front leader. So you can go on to betking.com, put your bets. And remember, if you're a first-time user, you could get the free 600K bet. So it's a good one to think about. There are loads of stories coming through. Another good story coming in right here for Team Nigeria, the Paris Olympics, is the World Athletics have become the first sports governing body to introduce a prize money at the Olympics. They'll be paying gold medalists a cash reward of $50,000 in Paris. Now, the body announced this on X that there will be prize money for the Olympic champions and relay teams across 48 events, totaling $2.4 million. Now, this money comes from the International Olympic Committee's revenue share allocation, which is received by the World Athletics every 4 years. Nigeria's got great athletes going into this event. Favour Asher, Favour Ofili, Ese Brume, obviously Toby Amusa. There's a lot of expectation. Who knows? We could see a Nigeria on the podium winning at $50,000. From boxing stories, Tyson Fury says Oleksandr Usyk is too small to compete with him in his undisputed heavyweight world title fight. The 35-year-old Briton is the WBC champion, while Usyk from Ukraine holds the WBA, WBO and IBF titles. He's 36 years old. Fury said former cruiserweight champion Usyk will be found wanting on the 18th of May in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And we're all looking forward to the start of the Masters today in Augusta. It's Thursday. It's set to be disrupted with thunderstorm forecasts to hit Augusta National. Now, after three dry practice days, conditions are expected to deteriorate from 6 p.m. early this morning all the way to 11. Heavy rainfall, wind gusts from 40 to 45 meters per hour are anticipated in this period. Read the forecast on the Masters website. But we'll see some of the greatest golf players, including Tiger Woods. They'll be right there as well to battle out for what would be one of the biggest events to watch out for. There are also great stories coming in from the Nigerian scene just to go through. Super Falcons coach Radu Waldrum has been speaking. Now he has challenged the Nigerian Football Federation and the Sports Ministry to ensure proper preparations for the Super Falcons ahead of the Olympics. Nigeria returns to the Games after 16 years following that victory over South Africa. It was last time Nigeria went there, 2008. So there's a lot of joy coming through from Nigerian football fans because we could get to see one football team. The men failed to qualify, but the women will be there. Some of our superstars will also be on parade to show what they can do. There's also a good story coming in from former Nigerian international Emmanuel Alamunike. Now, he says although he would love to coach the Super Eagles, if given the opportunity, he's not desperate for the job. Now, Alamunike is a former Super Eagles player, spoke in Owerri this week, where he said, "We should trust the process the NFF are doing to sift through national team coaches, that whoever the interest has the interest of football and Nigeria hearts will be the one to get the Super Eagles job. So there's no problems whatsoever. Fingers crossed, we'll wait to see what April offers us," the NFF has said. "An announcement will be made shortly." There's also something coming in from the Nigerian Premier Football League, that's the NPFL. The Club Owners Association said there are no complaints or problems, following reports that clubs are set for a showdown with the NPFL board over financial differences. Now, the club owners were said to have planned a boycott on Match Day 30 fixtures for this weekend over the non-disclosure of the broadcast deals the NPFL signed with Star Times and Propel Sports, as well as the fulfillment of financial commitments made at the start of the season. But they said none of that will happen. They did confirm, however, conversations are ongoing between both parties, but at the moment there will be no postponement whatsoever or boycott of those games this weekend. We've also got one more update from the Nigerian football scene, where the Nigerian Referee Association said there was no point to lament exclusion of the men or of the referees as officials of the forthcoming Olympic football tournament. Now, the PRO of the NRA, Kelechi Imejobi, said being listed by FIFA as officials for any international tournament is not a bet right, adding that the body is working assiduously at ensuring that Nigeria is represented at international tournaments in the nearest future. He also gave his confidence that once they put the right things in place, we'll get to see a lot more of Nigerian referees strutting themselves at the international stage. Let's go for another break right here. I will come back, go through more stories on BetKing 600K free bets promo. All right, so we've got more stories to share with you. Five-time winners Barcelona came from behind yesterday in the Champions League to earn a slender advantage over PSG in the first leg quarterfinal game played in France. Xabi's side were in danger of being overawed by a hostile Parisian crowd, but the Barcelona boss used his bench to great effect to turn the tie in their favour. It was three goals Barcelona got in that game yesterday. PSG scored two goals. The second leg will take place in Spain next week. We will not be at the Camp Nou, but Barcelona are confident that they will get the results. Atletico Madrid did their number as well over Borussia Dortmund yesterday. Solid fight back. They claimed a 2-1 victory. Dortmund did put up a late fight back. Sebastian Haller got one of the goals for them and could have even equalized late into the game. But, well, like they say, Atletico will take their chances and go over to the second game at the Signal Iduna Park. Remember, Dortmund are celebrating over 50 years of that stadium, so there will be a lot of noise in the game that will be played next week, Tuesday. We also gathered a former Atletico Madrid assistant manager, German Burgos, had to apologize for Spanish television after a comment about Barcelona's Lamine Yamal that provoked an interview boycott from both PSG and Barca players. Now, former Atletico keeper Burgos, working as a pundit for Movistar Plus, was speaking over images of the Barcelona youngster juggling the ball along the touchline ahead of Barca's game against PSG. He said if it doesn't go well for him, he could end up at a traffic light. The comment was a reference to people who juggle for or change at traffic lights in Spain. A couple of stories before we go. Manchester United players believe Erik ten Hag is resigned to the sack at the end of the season after noticing a change in his demeanour, according to reports in England. Now, ten Hag is under mounting pressure and with United almost guaranteed to miss out on the Champions League football next season, speculation over his future arrived. Now, we gather Sir Jim Ratcliffe and Ineos are plotting of sweeping changes this summer, which could include ten Hag leaving at the end of the season. And positive stories coming in for Liverpool. We gather the manager says the trio of Trent Alexander-Arnold, Alisson and Diogo Jota are back in training, but they will not or may not, no decision yet has been confirmed, if they'll face Atalanta later tonight. And one last update before we put a close on the BetKing 600k free bets. Manchester City midfielder Rodri says he's planning to take a break during the season running as the club chased a record successive treble. Now remember, the player who has featured 41 times for this campaign is currently the second most featured player, outfield player in the whole of Europe and the fourth in the whole, including goalkeepers this season across the top five European football leagues. Great story coming through for him. Remember, you could put your odds as well for Manchester City's game this weekend. They take on Luton Town. Could that be an easy win? Would that be a win for Haaland to get a goal? Who knows? His form has, well, been shaky all around. But remember, you can go on to betking.com, put in your bets, and could be a great winner. That's how we end the package today on the 600k free bet promo on, brought to you by BetKing. There'll be more right here for you on Sports Zone.
All right, so the show continues after that session of very, very important information coming through on Sports Zone.
Could I make a quick comment on Rodri? I mean, everybody knows I really don't like Manchester City, and in fact,
why?
I feel that.
Why? Seriously, why? I mean, take away your bias, your hatred.
115 Premier League charges, but allow me. Remember yesterday we spoke about how well run City is. So you're telling me about the documentary with I'm yet to bring myself to bring, but Rodri is an example of a Manchester City player. Before he came to City, he wasn't really heralded. Do you understand?
I just media attention. He was a good player.
Many of them were not heralded. They're not major superstars.
I'm not saying they're players. Don't get me wrong, but they were not. They were not like marquee. Noise. Not like, you know. And then look at Bernardo Silva. There's somebody else I want to think of. You know, they get in players like that and they slot in and Pep makes them better players. And they become, I mean, look at the consistency of Rodri. You know what I mean? Yeah, even the do you understand? So they're not that, go and buy, City don't go and buy like them.
Except Haaland.
Except Haaland. They went for Haaland and
you know, Haaland is neither here nor there. But he delivered for them last season. A treble and broke
this
all
this year courses. Is not bad. It's still the top scorer in the Premier League.
But look at it, Rodri. City, for me, Rodri exemplifies the Pep player.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that, I mean, the recruitment is fantastic. That's what
in
I'm
comparison
to?
Say.
You know, they're quiet neighbors. Oh, man. No, kudos to City on that, man. Kudos.
Anyway, another break? Femi, another break? No break? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on. Okay, there are games to be played in the Premier League this weekend, and I'm talking about the MPFL, and one key game will be the Oriental Derby between Heartland and Eimba. What we do here is that former players of the club, then known as Inwayanwu National, have placed before the current Heartland players a cash incentive to beat Eimba this weekend. Are they really concerned about the poor situation in which Heartland find themselves on the verge of getting relegated?
What was the Wanyawo called before the game? What were they called before the game? Wanyawo. Just ask it. End of you.
It was on this my brain.
You know, when he has this information.
No, he's old. No. He's asking a very legitimate question. It's a legit question.
When you have the answer, just share it now.
Just say you don't know first now. Give me the pleasure of saying you don't know. Spartans of the Spartans came to me actually.
You know, so they're offering cash incentives to the players to beat Eimba, you know, and
that's desperate.
Former players who are based abroad in America, they have an association, you know, so they're putting money.
But isn't that desperate?
Whatever you can do.
A manager that was working, it says, why are you not complaining about the management? You've sacked your manager.
We spoke about it yesterday.
Yes, and then you brought in another manager who turned things around, got the first win of the season. Mm-hmm. Then you sacked him and brought back the
guy that was failing. Yeah, amazing.
They should take their whatever comes with it, they should take it this year. If it's relegation, they should take it like a man.
Heartland is a traditional Premier League club side.
They were relegated before.
We've been to the stadium, Dananyam
Stadium. That's where the Grasshoppers were used to play as well when they were dominating Africa. It's a huge edifice.
They've been relegated before. So, not recently. It's not like they're doing any yeoman's job in the MPFL this season.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. This one is Charles. Good afternoon, welcome back.
Good morning.
Uncle Sheldon, I greet you as well.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm not going to run. my name is Didier Adetosho. When the governor found the coach, the performing coach, where were the ex-African player?
Abi?
Why were they silent? Why didn't they comment then? It is some of these are international, the way these things are trying to end. I'm ashamed of them on their behalf, honestly. Now you are bringing money for our plan to win a new body. Who got the referee? Although on this same station, Mr. Charles has told us, give us an excuse. There are people gathered somewhere to determine who the league.
I didn't say so. I did not. That was yesterday, not today. I said, back in the day. Yeah, back in the day. It happened back in the day.
Okay.
Not today.
What happened back in the day can still repeat itself. If you can repeat itself, no problem. Let's continue. Thank you.
All right, sir.
The MPFL is under new leadership. The people who run the GTI Trust, you know, will not allow that to happen. Besides, in those days, you had FAs and club sides dealing directly with remuneration that was going to match officials. Now it's not the case anymore. These monies are paid directly to the officials by, you know, those who are running the league.
Of indemnity, I'll be club. Yes. Yeah, I wrote about that back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day when clubs were responsible for the referee, that was a recipe for disaster, wasn't it?
But has it changed?
It has because GTI pays directly to the referee.
We've suspended 14 referees. This isn't the MPFL.
Referee Adam spoke to us about it and told us how it's done. The manager, the referees are credited before they move with all the.
No, I agree the system is good. Has it reduced all the malfeasance.
I think it has.
Yeah, it has.
It happens, but I think it has.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Bob John.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Yes.
Thomas, I thought you were a faithful guy, you. Eh?
I'm a faithful guy now.
No, because I heard you on another. I heard you on another sports show this morning.
This was.
Use your voice. I don't know if he mistake this your voice.
He says it's not him. So moving on.
If I was the one, I would tell you I'm the one.
Exactly. So okay. Let's apologize and move on.
Okay. Really?
Okay. Night one, the Champions League. As it is now, I don't know who the qualifiers will be in all the games. That shows you that.
No, we know.
Your predictions have been falling. I mean, they're failing of late now.
What are you talking about? I'm the second highest, and Femi is just 2 points ahead of me. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? Shegu, where you think says I'll be something? Not being be last. Not being be last.
Why are they vexed now? Why are they vexed?
You say,
calm down now.
You calm down. See, as Charles' voice, he sounded like a little girl. Thomas, continue, Jerry.
And then if Chelsea cannot make it a good season for me, at least my Rangers are giving me hope.
Yeah, Rangers are doing well. Rangers are doing well.
Thank God for them.
Yeah.
I think we should. If we don't, anyway, let me. I'm positive. We should win the league this year.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, Thomas. Nice to hear from you.
Thomas is an Arsenal fan, yes?
Chelsea.
Oh,
sorry, Chelsea. Yeah, he spoke about Chelsea. Chelsea will qualify for
what?
What's that competition again?
Conference League.
Conference League.
They have to win the FA Cup.
Okay, they're still in it.
You see that you can't hear what I'm saying?
They have to win the FA Cup.
So you can't hear what I'm saying?
They have to not win the FA Cup. That's what I'm looking at you like, wow.
Chelsea will not win the FA Cup.
Oh, where did they want
Do you want to bet?
Where do you want to see that?
Do you want to bet?
Well, that has finished now. Yes, we can go back into it.
After your bet king, I mean, I bet Nigeria. Which one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not only betting companies.
I'm not saying any betting company. I'm
just quietly enjoying.
I have my bathroom slippers here. For proof. Let me read a few of your messages. This is, good morning, gentlemen. Please, on saying that passengers never correct drivers against rough driving, please, that is a false assumption. I use public transport along, and there's no time that the drivers drive roughly that the passengers don't correct them. It's always a sad thing when accidents like this happen.
It's terrible.
Okay. Let's switch over to this. This says, good morning, Uncle Shego. Please, Kade should leave the studio. He shouldn't spend more than 5 minutes.
Okay. Exactly. We should make it
work on it. Mm. Good morning, my best and beautiful sports zone. And I'm Clement from Uli. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Clement, for your... this says, good morning, great men of sports. And I think the month April has the most celebrants of all the other months. How do you know? My wife, best friend, and 8 other close friends, families of mine are celebrating their birthdays this month.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that Charles's mommy continue to live.
Charles's mom.
Mommy. Yeah, Charles's mommy.
Continue to live a happy and blessed life. Cheers to her new age.
Thank you, Bala. Thank you.
Well, it's only, Bala, it's just the people you know.
Mm-hmm.
That are in April.
Well, quite, but I know quite a few lovely people in April, though.
Timmy K says, Uncle Charles, birthday blessings to your mom. Says mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better person.
I'm so emotional this morning. I lost my mom 2012. She was young though. Wow. But when people start to talk about their parents, I always feel sad because I got to know my mom not until I was 16 or 17. So it was difficult to ever call her mom because I wasn't used to her. But I later called her mom when I was 29 or 30.
Wow, it took you that long.
Timmy K was a young boy. I thought it was like maybe in his early 20s or something. This is good, good morning.
Makandi, you get a problem.
He says, good morning.
You have a serious problem.
And the rest, excluding the Omoebo. He cannot give somebody who is working.
I never will give person where they work money. There are many people out there that are not working, that need the money. Whether you call me selfish or not, it's my way.
Everyone should keep doing good. There's a reward. Guys, that penalty, that is being speculated to be or not. What are your ideas, Andy, for Mikoyi? I mean, the Arsenal Bayern. It was a penalty. There was no argument. Now the Bayern zone, there was a penalty. There was no argument about it. The second one was the one that was.
It was that the second one was that, not contestable. It was a penalty as well, and referees did the right thing.
Omogbai says, giving on camera is to encourage those who have as much and are willing to give, but don't know how to go about it.
That's very funny.
They don't know how to go about it. If we all give behind the camera, most people will suffer because I know a lot of
people. I don't read anymore. It's okay. They don't know how to go about what.
Guy, you cannot ask, where did there is orphanages, guy?
This one here says, truth be told, it was indeed a learning curve. Mistakes here and there, talking about the Arsenal-Bayern game. Mm-hmm. The naivety of our promising team, especially Saka and Gabriel, was badly exposed. But we did fairly well, and it's too early to give up on our team. Definitely. We have a football wizard and tactician in Ateta, Admir Rido, who learns quickly and knows exactly what to do next. It's certainly not over yet. We'll surely get the job done at the Allianz Arena in 7 days.
Who sent that message?
This is Tokwe Fowuwe.
Tokwe, I agree with you 100%. Tricky, time's gone by. One quick one. They will have lost that game. You understand? So that's our side.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Ogunwe,
Ogunwe, how are you today?
Very well. Thank you, sir.
What are Gwan?
Well, I'm fine. Greetings to everyone in the studio.
Thank you.
Good morning.
They took some money. No. How can they talk? You know, see anyone. We know where to meet him. For the Champions League, like you said, La Masia is producing so many young guys that
have been doing. Your line isn't clear.
Tati says, good morning, Sports Zone. There are two rules quoted that vindicated the ref on the Arsenal foul. The first was that an opponent must be pressing the ball. The other one is under Law 18, common sense law. It's under referee discretion, according to Ref Watch guys. But he blew the whistle, so that means the game was in play. Once the goalkeeper passed the ball, the game was in play. Why did you touch the ball with your hand? But hey, that's fine. The aim by goalkeeper, Mr. Shagun, was talking about is Olufemi Thomas, yes.
Yes, Femi Thomas, God bless you.
Yes,
Ahmed, I love from my Anthony. Guy.
Thank you, yes.
So who sent you that message?
Anthony from... Ahmed.
Ahmed, thank you very much, Ahmed. Yeah, Femi Thomas, yes. It's quite good.
Good morning, Sports Zone. Omo Mama from Fadeyi. Did I just hear Kade say my wife's... No, not his wife, his mother. He says his mother is Mama, Omo Mama, it was called. I'm Chinedu from Lagos. Yami. Uncle Shagun, good morning. The name of the goalkeeper... Dele Ayinugba. No, Ayinugba.
No, it was not Dele. It's Femi Thomas. Femi Thomas. Dele Ayinugba was way back.
It was after Eyama.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In fact, they were on the same team. Good morning.
Yes. He was the deputy.
Good morning, everyone.
You're like, there's an echo. This is not an echo. There's feedback. Is your radio on?
Okay, sorry. I just received it.
Please.
I thought it was on.
Okay.
First of all, Charles, I'm 55. I'm still calling Mommy.
My guy, God bless you. God bless you.
I call my mother Mommy.
No, this is a bushman. No, shame. 55-year-old mother, they call him Mama Mommy. No, shame. Waiting your Pekin, they call your Mama. Waiting your Pekin, they call your Mama.
Grandma.
Why are they
shame?
Why are they
shame?
This sounds like Dodoyo.
You're the shame. So when you go outside, you tell you, say, I called my mommy yesterday, 55 year old man.
I don't know why they paid her.
Good morning, Sports Zone. About the under 15, according to the information released by the NFF, they claimed one of the boys is not 15, hence the denial of others. My question now is, why not reject the one person and approve the others? It's just disrespectful to the nation. Love you guys.
Consular officials no send anybody. They have the discretion to reject anybody, regardless of any documents you provide. Once they have the feeling that what you're providing is not proper, not real. You understand? It's part of their job description.
This one here says, Uncle Charles, so you listen to another sports show every morning?
Exactly.
I listen. I make I hear any nonsense when they talk. Now. I listen.
That was a very nice answer, by the way. It was prepared. Okay, so the person who sent the message earlier is a woman, Lola from Yaba, talking about passengers screaming at drivers.
Okay, Lola. I mean, sorry if we sound, if we're generalizing or something. You know, the one I witnessed myself, I can't tell what goes on in the bus. But
big boy. Big boy.
I can't tell what goes on the bus, but I can tell what
when
goes on.
When did you board the bus last?
I was in Antony then, so one day I got a late call.
When? We need to tell us a story. You just said when?
About 10 years ago.
Wow.
Big boy.
So I was going from Antony here, so I had to get traffic. I had to take a bus to get to the studio of Jota then. Yeah.
Wow. 10 years ago.
Yeah, about
Boss. I just took a bus last month.
Okay, when you enter Canada last?
That one, maybe a year or two ago.
Oh,
one of those days where you drop in now for. Oh, I just got our car straight. I just hop on with my jacket and after Monday Night Football. I didn't bring a car. So Charles dropped me at my junction. So now, how do you think I reach our car? I enter now. Mm-hmm. I didn't enter our car. Waiting there. I don't even enter our car. I go airport before. One day I was traveling. That cold road was on lockdown. Just come down, my guy.
You now put your bag on
the go between me and the Okada. Go, boy, airport. I beg. Airport. Make I don't miss my flight. I don't talk about it. I wait till day.
You're going to answer.
To what?
The question.
What question?
Boss.
Me?
Mm.
Every day.
Shut your mouth.
Every day.
Lie.
No, see, let me tell you. Every day, Shegun. Almost every day. Not every day, but usually when I go to my, if I go to service my car, my mechanic is along Ado Road for those who live in the Aja area. So I always leave the car and come home. And to get to my house, I'll take a bike. You know, take a bike. From a mechanic shop to Aja bus stop, and then take that Korokwe thing from Aja to Adesanya Junction, and then I walk home.
So that's like once a
you
month.
You know what?
Now.
I beg.
You don't service your car every week.
Okay, yeah, that's at least every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Every three or 4 months.
I want to make a public service announcement. I beg for all those one chats when they run that Korokwe. Where they are looking for chats. Where they are carrying that Peter Webb.
And the funny thing is, when I board those buses, I always make sure that I look for the one that is just loading. So I sit in front because there's only one person in front. And then when I sit in front, I bring out my pen, my biro. Because I always carry a bag. So I bring out my biro and I hold it. Anything.
So now you know there will be the first attack of the biro.
The biro straight.
After the biro comes, then you are free. Especially when if you are.
I know all those corrupt people, I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
I had to one chance at things.
This one here says happy birthday to the Odozie Aku one.
Odozie Aku.
Okay.
Oh, that's lovely. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Odozie Aku.
And what does it mean?
Of the Anazodo.
Someone who enjoys life. You know, amen. Kind of sort of thing.
Amen. Mama Charlie, God bless her and keep her, strengthen her in her crescent.
Amen.
Her body,
thank you.
Mind, amen. Soul, and spirit.
Thank
amen.
You. She's a lovely person.
Doesn't leave a name, but thank you very much for the message.
Odozie Aku, that's lovely.
But he's a regular listener, so yeah. I'm just trying to look for his name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his name, no show. Okay. But thank you very much for the message anyway. Okay. This one here says, you guys are talking about Pau Cubarsí. That's the defender. He was also the man of the match in Barcelona's game against Napoli.
Really?
Making our own Victor Osimhen a mere passenger in the second leg. That got him in team of the round of 16 when he debuted for Barca in the January this year. He has or was instantly named the heir of the great Gerard Piqué by Xavi. You know this is Barcelona. Weeks down the line, the world have seen how right Xavi is.
The youngest player ever.
By the way,
the
17-year-old also became the youngest defender to feature for Spain after coming on against Colombia, beating Sergio Ramos' record.
Yeah, he's played twice for the Spanish national team. It shows progression because he played for Barcelona B. Then moved on to Barcelona A. He played for the under 13, 15, 17, you know, Spanish national team.
Yeah.
And then now he's in the senior. So there's progression, there's progression. Mm. And it's good to see, to be honest.
I like that young boy too, that Kumbala or something, that played for United. I think he had a good game against Liverpool.
You think?
Yeah, I think he did okay.
Wasn't he at fault for one of the goals?
No.
He was, though.
No. The first goal, that was somebody wasn't tracking. Who wasn't tracking Diego Silva? Somebody wasn't tracking. I think it's Kobbie Mainoo that lets him go in the box. Yeah, obviously somebody wasn't tracking. No, it wasn't at fault. Then when Wan-Bissaka created, gave him that stupid penalty. Yeah, so, yeah. I think he had a good game. He was beaten once or twice, but he's very fast. So the speed of recovery. So all this, so people shouldn't use like all this stuff about injuries. Promote your young players. Let them play. You understand? This is 17-year-old now.
And then for me, age doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
If you're good enough, you know, then you can
if
play
you're
anywhere.
If you're old enough, yeah. Look at this
age
boy.
Age makes no difference.
And so why were under-15s denied visa?
Well, somebody says one of them looked just one. So according to one of our listeners.
I haven't seen any Federation official statements stating why they were denied visas.
What one of our listeners told us that one of them.
Yeah, but what he says,
all allegations.
But what he said was that according to the NFF, and I haven't seen that document from the NFF.
We can't comment on that. You know, this is a conjecture, to be honest. We don't know what happened, you know. But one thing I do know, I'm just explaining the embassy. If you go to the embassy with a file full of documents, if anyone seems irregular to the guy, they will not grant you the visa. Simple as.
Like Ali, there's nothing we do.
Especially guys, you know, that want to travel, and then the guys to bring 6 months account, a statement, and all of a sudden you have 5 million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million. You know, they just look at it. Better you go with your regular. 100,000 here, 200,000, you know, what they're looking for is regularity. If you have big amounts, they will just say, okay, guy, this one, you have been flowing money to the account. It's not real. There's a way they check these things, you know, so I'm just...
Make another call.
Make
another call.
I have a
choice.
Hello?
Can't it be nice?
Yeah, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Shadia, good morning.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Good morning. I just want to call in because of a motherhood issue. Let me wish Charles and Adodo's mother of here.
Thank you, man.
We bring her help. While she's getting older, she will be younger and
sharper. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I don't want to mind Charles. Then FC, the mother is our mother, not only his mother.
Yes, sir.
Mommy will live longer and stronger in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
What's the name?
What's your name, please? Oh, amen to all your prayers, though. Yes.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
She's a lovely person. Lovely person.
Okay. So, we're done?
Yes.
There's one or two messages since Cardi has eloped.
Cardi is currently going through challenges now.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Where is he? Morning.
Morning. My name is Sheldon. I'm sorry.
Morning.
My name is Sheldon. I'm calling
from New Jersey. All right, mate. What are you going?
Concerning this Spanish embassy, but I got you know this Nigerian because at one point I've been at Switzerland embassy to get a visa, and they bring in documents, it's suit for me, and I know that somehow what would happen is maybe when they want to because they do a lot of work carrying, I'm not going to lie to you, submit some documents. It's funny because I know that. The embassy, they don't have, they have that insensitive. I'm telling you, something must have happened during that documentation process. Maybe they must have added some people there which are not supposed to be there.
Possibly.
No. They didn't add anybody. It was just the players. Just the players and a very few number of officials. They didn't add anybody at all. That one I know. I can tell you that. Yes.
In fact, I met that woman to travel at that time. The guy had to give only me the visa. He didn't give those INEC officials. I'm Switzerland. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Because they are not insensitive. I'm telling you. These guys are good. But yep. Uncle Charles, find out what happened, Charles. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're just trying to hold the fort really for Kayode, you know, while he's getting himself ready for the next program. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi, guys.
How do you?
Hey.
What's up, mate?
Hello, nobody.
How you doing?
Ghanaian brother, how do you start calling for Banco?
Yes, so.
You see, when you come to over 80 Africa, it's very unlikely. You understand? Yes.
And how do you hear that?
Yes, now.
But do, we are not sure that's the case, so we are just speculating.
It's the case. It's the case.
We don't know. Let's put it out there. Don't we talk about?
We need to send. I want to play Nigeria under 17. One year, I don't see play because Bawa is my elder sister, you know, husband, son. So we are ignorant about the life. If I said Ghana come here, Ghana first, 1-1, Ghana will go to young under 16 boys. Then when Ghana was coming, they used the senior under 17 boys to come and play Nigeria, and they played 0-0 here. That's why Ghana were eliminated. So, over age, I don't agree. Juniors are Ghana who are police corporal.
You need to cut this man off. This man has to be deported back to Ghana. He cannot be saying this thing.
Please forgive Aldo. He's making a lot of...
Aldo, Julius Agawa looks younger than very many Super Eagles players.
Do you know, remember when he came? Julius
looks much younger than many people.
Ah, man.
So, guy...
Julius is a correct guy. Lovely guy. It's a wonder how this football has been taken.
Is Aldo telling us Bawa Abdullahi? Is that not part of Saudi 89?
Saudi 89.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
So how do Saudi is telling us Babla is 60 years old by now, I swear?
But Aldo is not 60. Is Aldo 60 now?
Aldo is 60,
Was he 60 now? Should be around that.
I think the last video was 60.
Yeah, should be around.
And, oh God, where is the
part
of
Macaulay? He said he lie. Aldo, you're lying.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure he's still playing somewhere.
My son has been salaming 15 years. He can't kick ball from here to the next week. But 15 years you have now.
Ah, well.
Have a nice day, sir.
Wish you the same, matter. Mr. Motosha is back with a vengeance.
There's a question here for you. This says, Christian... Okay, we'll answer that one. It says... Charles, when was the last time you serviced your car?
Last year.
I want to start counting for next 3 months. Should in case you reply me the way I don't like you on the show. You know where to say hello to
you. Wait for you at the bus stop.
Should in case... So just
Chief, actually, my car is... I usually service... It's not even 3 months. I think it's 6 months. You know, but because... Nigerian roads, you know, and where we use our cars for 6 months.
So when will be the next time you're going to service your car?
It should be like May. June.
Chief, June. Just keep sending messages. I'll be giving you updates.
I'll update on this movement.
Yes, so you will know.
Just go wait for a job or stop. first sounder from behind.
Obaino Fomushi, thank you very much for your message as well. God bless you. It says happy birthday to Charles's mom. Thank you very
Charles's
much.
Charles's mommy.
No, it's mom.
Charles's mom. Okay, but let's say Charlie's mom.
Charlie's mom. Okay, funny story. Christmas Eve years ago, I went with my then missus to a mall, popular shopping mall in Ikeja, to do some stuff. So we had two trolleys full of stuff. So I got to the counter first, and the guy was going through my things and everything. So I just turned around and I now pointed to my madam, saying, I include that pretty lady's own. The guy come look and say, sir, somebody else's mommy. Look at you guys! Don't get
what is
Christ.
I don't get.
He thought I was toasting her. Do you get? Because I pretended as if I didn't know her.
So Your wife?
Yeah. Do you understand? We had two separate trolleys. I got to the counter, so the guy was going to tell. I said, "Hey, include this fine lady's own. Add it to my bill." Do you understand? Then he looks at me because he had it. You know. Then he said, sir, somebody else is Bobby." You guys are too fucked.
No, what's funny in that? It was she could be somebody else's mommy now.
No, he thought I was just picking her up at the.
But rightfully so too. Why would he think she's your wife?
I wanted to say
that. Ego, that's the freaking joke, isn't it?
There's no joke in
it. Why did you say that? Your game is tight like that now. You can't add one.
The guy goes, the guy looks, ah, this guy didn't mean, no.
You know, somebody, yeah. Mama, where you want people? Yeah, somebody else's. So, what he should have said is, this is somebody else's wife now.
Well, you know, he just blotted it out, you know. That's like, you know, he was like, you know, something.
Well, you are mean now.
But, guy, you just call hard for the company pay for the people shopping. Hey, it's all good.
Okay. You see, we're doing you a favor, Kyle.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's pissing with his hands.
You are not.
You're so grateful, Kyle. No.
There's nothing to be grateful about.
You know, we could actually leave here and then we have dead air. You have dead air.
No, they wouldn't have been dead air. You are the one killing me by being on air.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Yeah. Aldo, how are you 60, Aldo?
I was 60 now.
Oh, good. That's true, yes.
And so, that music now, yes.
And so there's no way that the player you mentioned can be 60 now.
Me and Bawa, we are all from Ghana. Ghana is a Ghanaian. Bawa is from Nigeria. Forget that one that he played for Nigeria. It's a Ghanaian. Forget that.
Bawa Abdullahi is from Ghana.
Yes. I'm telling you the truth.
Ha.
Okay, 1989. Bawa is from Ghana. 89, I was.
Are you saying that Bawa is up to 60?
We are both 60 now. Not 60. We are both
60. I don't hear you.
No, that means he was 25.
Bawa was in.
Line is not clear. Sorry.
If my maths is correct, in 89, I was. I was 27, I think. Yes. But after, like, if he's 60 now, that means he would have been 89, he would have been 25. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
And the under that tournament in 89, Saudi was under 20.
Under 20.
Five years.
Not too much.
5 years is
a small number now.
Five years. 5 years is manageable.
So how old is Victor Kleber?
It's
time for sponsors to sign out.
I go tell Victor the way you always bring up his age. I go tell him.
Oh man,
I don't even see the pain you have, Victor.
Because he always talks here, he's near me now.
In real life. No, I know DJ. Five years. What's in 5 years now?
Goodness me.
5 years. It's
tricky. No, that's not even the shocker to me that Bawa Abdullahi is from Ghana. I mean, that's a story. That's a story in itself.
Abdul is from Ghana too, now, but we're not accommodating him in Nigeria.
No, but
probably has a passport in Nigeria.
I know there's one Ghanaian who played for the national team back in the 80s.
Ghanaian?
Yeah.
But we had a lot of players who went both ways now. Because even the Essien story, there have been loads of questions around Michael Essien too.
Essien is Ghanaian though.
It could be Nigerian as well.
Essien could be Akwa Ibom, Calabar. Yeah, Essien is it.
Yeah. No, that one is Ghanaian.
For sure is that the current coach of, what do you call the Black Stars basketball team is Nigerian.
Lotus for Ghana basketball. Boateng played for Nigeria. No, he was Ghanaian.
Did he play for Nigeria? Really?
Yes.
Are you sure? No, I think was it not in Leventis United? Did he play for Nigeria?
He did. No.
Boateng.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Boateng is an academy. Yeah.
I beg for all the football historians out there. Boateng played for Nigeria. I don't know. I honestly can't remember that.
What's his first name? What's his first name? Moses.
No.
What's his first name?
Charles said Lotus. Lotus is a flower as far as I know.
Edward Ansah too.
Edward Ansah never played for
Nigeria.
Never played for Nigeria.
Played for Ghana.
Boateng,
that one.
Boateng played for the Ventures. I think that's what you're looking for.
What was his first name?
It was Stalwart.
Just check for Boateng. I'm sure he'll give you. Edward Ansah didn't play for Nigeria.
He was Ghanaian, but he didn't play for...
That meant the popular Boateng, so... He played for where? Leventis?
Yeah, Leventis United. Check. Can't you be so grateful to us for being here? For showing our love for you and community.
You said at the beginning of the show that this is a Ramadan edition. So that's what you're doing.
Okay, should we
an extended.
Make we go.
Yes.
as we should have go.
Just be nice. We should have gone a long time ago.
Yes.
Cardi.
Okay.
Because today I was patient. I didn't do the normal signing you out and all that. And
a condition make you no sign us out. No. You don't expose that condition. I have been sweating since.
I'm not going to. It's just to say thank you.
All right, for the sake of it, thank you. I don't know what I'm thanking you for, but
thanks for
because I know you're doing your job, staying here, having fun, using up my time.
Using up your time. And all right. So, okay.
But I'll still thank you.
Okay. For covering your posterior. That's radio friendly, Abby.
Oh my! On that note,
Leotis.
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 Did he play for Nigeria?
I also need to get his
person. Not so. It wasn't Lotus.
Oh my!
And that would be a lovely name, Lotus Anazodo.
Competed in the 1980s.
Really?
I know what I'm saying now.
That's Ghanaian.
That's
Ghanaian. Maybe
we just don't have enough.
Maybe Nigerian, Ghanaian by origin.
Yeah, it's possible.
Or Nigerian, that's possible.
Possible. Like, how do children now can compete? Because how is married to a Nigerian, so children can compete for the Black Stars or the Super Eagles.
So it's not like all those Nigerian, like Musiala,
Black Princesses,
Musiala.
Where's Musiala from originally?
Musiala could have played for England, played for Germany, or played for Nigeria.
Really? Does he have Nigerian roots?
Yes. Musiala is Nigerian.
Musiala was he not in the City Academy or something?
It was Chelsea Academy.
Chelsea Academy.
He could have played for England, played for Germany, or played for Nigeria.
This boy, Tsukobi Menu, is Ghanaian.
Yes. As I England, quickly, right to one time.
Captain.
I know. So he could have played, yes.
All right,
guys. So.
Puzzles.
The tomorrow Republic holiday, I just want to know. I'm just
for
just
many, asking. It's a continuum.
Are we civil servants?
sit at home Friday.
Yes. Sit at home Friday.
All right,
many
guys.
People will fall sick tonight. So they can't make it to work tomorrow. I woke up and I couldn't see clearly.
Yeah.
Headaches. All right. Signing out.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.